All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order at 6:15 PM. Great, this is, maybe I should say at the outset, it's Tuesday, September 17th. We're at the library board meeting. For the Heartland Public Library, best library in Vermont. Welcome, everybody. Let's, does everyone have the agenda in front of them? Great to see everybody. Does anyone have any corrections and additions to the agenda?
Not the agenda, never mind.
Okay, great. Let's look at the meeting minutes from last month, the unapproved August meeting minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
My name is still spelled wrong.
Wait, hold on, first we have to.
Oh, sorry.
We're trying to do that thing.
Approve the minutes. Somebody want a second?
I can second.
Okay, any discussion?
Okay, sorry, you got to use names since I'm not on, you can't see all.
Tina seconded.
Dana initiated.
I do have a.
Now we're having, now we're going to discuss any corrections.
Tina had one first, it seems like.
Yeah, I have one E in my last name.
Oh, thank you.
That's Tina.
Yeah.
And, well, it looks like new business and old business are both Roman numeral five. I just noticed that, but regarding Roman numeral five, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
When it says Chris will figure out what our fixed VTEL bill should be and where any extra costs are incurred in fiscal year 24. I think we could just simplify that to Chris will renegotiate our VTEL bill because that is what I did. And I wasn't able to figure out extra costs except for the fact that we have a higher bill. So it's too much information, I think.
In real time, is that fine?
Yep.
Okay.
Meredith, under new business B, can you delete everything after it says we came out of the executive session at 7:33?
Sure.
Thank you.
There was a typo in there too, I think. Okay. Nope. If it was, I already fixed it because I didn't know people would be looking at my copy. Anybody see anything else?
I don't. Any further discussion?
No.
All right, all those in favor of accepting the August 27th minutes as amended?
Aye.
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 Unanimous.
Unanimous. Yay, okay. Public comment? All right. So generally today in our agenda, we have just a lot of things. I don't know how much of them will take a lot of time, but I'll try to keep us moving on a little happy clip. Okay. Financial report from the director. All right, let's open up our library report. Wait, is that where it is? Nope. Sorry.
The
budget status report is what we want.
Budget status report of PDF in the folder. Like this. Okay, so we're as of the end of last month. It's hard because it's always like the end of the previous month. So we're dealing with, we should be 17% into each budget line. That's the max if we're going to stay on budget with everything. Some of them go over, as you know, subscriptions to magazines and our GMLC, that's our consortium. that happens every first of the fiscal year. So that's like a chunk of money. So anyway, we can go through. Revenues were at $207.12. I had the non-resident cards line item added. So there is that, but it will say zero until we start moving on. We have the building electric bills and the repairs and maintenance account is here. So we've used up 29.04% of that account already.
What's under supplies here on that one? Do you know? Is that?
I wonder if that they're charging us for bathroom supplies. I should ask Martin about that. I'll ask about that. Because actually, it's a good question. Okay, and then the start of the library is on page 8. And we're in budget. So we're the only thing where it looks really out of control is the children's programming, which there was some leftover from summer reading that was paid out of this year. I resubscribed to the Valley News. So that's under periodicals. That's pretty high looking right now. And then ILLs continued to be high, which was a trend from like 3 years ago, but moving up. And Chris and I just talked about this, but we've decided to change our ILL drop, our courier stop, to 1 instead of 2 times per week, and see if that'll cut it in half. So then we'll be at the 14 that I propose in the budget proposal. I also spoke with Reading today. They piggyback on our courier service, and they're going to give us a check for fiscal year 24. And then we're going to negotiate moving forward how much they actually use. But I think the 1 stop per week is really a smart move for us right now to save money. And I was talking to the person at Reading, and he was saying in 2018, it was $15 per stop. Per bin. Now it's $26.30 per bin. And that's twice a week. So that's $56.60. So it's a lot. It adds up. So I think that we'll see a real difference there. But it will cause a slowdown with ILLs. But we're also, I think that's okay.
Quick question on that. Was it answered in the emails that we were involved in that you CC'd me on? But if 1 week there's just a particularly high demand for ILL, is an overflow bin or something?
We have an overflow bin, and that's like $2.50. Right. So it feels like
totally worth it.
That's the better way to do it instead of 2 stops per week. It also cuts down a little bit on Eric's workload. And then the other high percentage we have is digital subscription services, which is our renewal of our subscription to GMLC, which is the consortium we're part of. Are there any questions?
Looking good. I like how easy it was to add the income line.
I know. He did it like right in front of me as I was talking to him about it. So he's like, what do you want to call it? I was like, blah. And then he renamed the conscience box.
Good.
I think. I hope that was renamed.
Great. All right. Now let's move on to the library. Hey. Oh, sorry, Meredith. Did you get a chance to chime in?
Oh, I just said yay on the conscience box or whatever it turned into.
Is there anything else you wanted to say that we just didn't allow you?
No.
To
No. Okay. I'll unmute and
jump in.
So yeah, just to reiterate, the conscious box was renamed to library donation. Mm-hmm. It's on the first page.
Perfect.
And I redid the sign on the box too.
Nice.
It's pink.
Very thorough.
And I think the ILL thing is brilliant too.
We'll see how it goes. It's definitely like an experiment to see how much we save. the director's report. We have a busy week with there. I was here yesterday. There was a lot more construction for the refitting of the piping. And anyway, yeah, it's still going. There's two more appointments needed to actually get it in. So the next steps are refitting a couple of the tubes, reworking some of that copper fitting. And then the inspector has to come out, check everything, make sure it's good to go for the height that we're looking for, 30 inches and 36, maybe 31 and 37, 8. But that's how low I want it, because in elementary schools, they're 30. And we have a lot of kids here. So then the ADA, well, it'll be set up so that the lower one will be on the left, and the water filtrate, the bottle filler will be right behind that. So once the inspector okays the piping, then we put in the drywall, which Rob will do from the town. Then we call Coda and Coda back again, and then they do the install. Timeline unknown. Tomorrow we have, today we have voter registration day with Cheyenne, which was awesome. I wasn't here, but I heard it was, you know, at least they were here. It was like more of a visual thing, like just like, hey, we're doing our civic duty. And then we have our MERP level 2 energy assessment tomorrow at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning here. So that'll be about 2 hours, but then there's also a department heads meeting here at 8:30. Then the movers are scheduled on Thursday to come get that really large display case. And then that'll be awesome, because then we're going to make a study nook where that is. And we're going to have a static catalog that will just be up there all the time, because there's no catalog upstairs. Mm-hmm. You have to come down here to look at the catalog or ask mm-hmm. us, which is fine. But I think it'll be nice to have a catalog up there. Well, I'm the new vice president for the public library section of the Vermont Library Association.
Nice.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Thanks. We'll see. So that, yeah. So then I also included all of the goals and long-term projects, but I also put in the copier fee mm-hmm. policy change in here, which is totally, you can edit it. Also put it, yeah, circulation statistics are always interesting. And are there any questions?
Okay. I do have a question.
What is it?
Down here under network administrator, it says, we've had system failures of both of our previous juvenile computers, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know what section I'm talking about?
Yep.
Then it says, Tracy updated the new equipment line in the fiscal year 25 budget proposal to reflect these purchases.
Yeah, we're going to have to get new computers in 2025, 26.
So does this mean to say fiscal year 26 budget proposal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was my question.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's supposed to be 26.
It's too bad we don't have them rolling. So like every year there's one instead of a whole bunch in one year.
I think I would like to start doing that, and I might buy a new computer this year and then maybe like one or two the following year. But I guess so Windows 10 that we're all operating on isn't going to support updates mm-hmm. starting in the summer, I think, of 2025. So that's like a lot of our computers
wow.
are older. Yeah. I mean, for the patron computers, it's not terrible, but I don't know. We have a software on all of the patron computers that basically wipe it clean every night. It's a software called Deep Freeze. And it also allows for people to not like download certain apps and other things, so that would be affected.
Okay. Any other questions on the library report?
I'm just sorry that the water filtration system has been such a pain.
It's okay.
I just hope it's not going to cost us an arm and a leg too.
Oh yeah. I'm going to fight mightily on. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great. All right. Let's talk about the budget.
Okay.
Okay, so when last we saw our friend, the budget, it was last meeting, and Tracy and Chris had committed to doing some research on cost reductions of copier costs, internet and phone costs. And from what I hear, there were some successes. So I look forward to hearing about that and any other highlights of things that have changed since our last meeting.
VTEL was a success. Basically, we had an old plan or a plan, whatever we had 2 years ago expired, just like what happens at your home accounts. So we were paying more. When I called, and they're very, very helpful compared to the copier, which I'll get to in a second. they offered a cheaper plan at a higher speed. So sure, 2 year locked in contract, but we save $400 per year.
Great.
So it's a win.
That's awesome.
With SimsQuest, they're not as helpful as VTEL. It was a purely automated system that I dealt with for a long time, but managed to get, attempted to get a fax copy to the library of the current plan we have with them, which I don't think ever came, and a mail copy, which is on the way. And then once we get that, we'll know what our plan is to then take a next step, but that's still in progress.
Wow.
Yeah. I could not get to a human with them.
Wow.
But VTEL was great. Say that.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was worried after the copier because I did that first and it wasn't going well. VTEL just yesterday, wasn't it? Like 2 days ago? It was probably Monday. And it worked in like 15 minutes. It was just oh, okay.
Because you got a real person.
Yes. And I called it. I know. Not Comcast, VTEL was for this.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yay. Thanks for staying on hold with the copier forever.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. And then we heard earlier about the ILL update.
ILL savings. What else was it?
Look, you updated the new equipment line.
I did add more just to have
because
something.
Because of this issue, the tech.
Yeah, have a cushion there. It would be nice just in case. I think those were the only changes. And then the copier. Just maybe start charging.
We'll talk about that later in the agenda, right? Yep. Okay. So any questions about the column P of the budget, which is the proposed items, numbers? That was so articulate and eloquent, what I just said, the proposed item numbers.
I mean, I don't know that those are the only things that changed, right? So there's something.
The publicity line's new. That's just for advertising for events, stuff like that.
Yeah, it was previously 200. Then last year I was like, we're doing all the publicity on our own, but then I'm like, oh, but what if we want to get like a sign that's not from our copier and like a bigger one that we want laminated or something. So I added it back in just to have a little cushion, like the YA chalkboard did come from the previous. Yeah, 2 years ago. Hard to keep track. So I thought I would just keep put something back in there just in case, because we were trying to increase our signage.
There are, Tracy, do you remember I showed you all those weird those signs in the corner of the HVAC room, the archives room? I wonder if there's any of those that could be recycled for, you know, like our timely things.
No, those were all like from the 90s, I think.
Okay, so we should just get rid of them.
Yeah.
I did not crawl back in there and actually look at them. But I had an Uber question last month, or 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, last month. Martin was really pressing you to do this budget in like hyperspeed. Was that resolved?
Yeah.
Didn't he want like a draft?
We're going to try to vote to approve this proposal to submit to the town tonight. Okay,
thank you.
Because the due date is the 1st of October.
Got it.
So in that vein, I would entertain a motion to approve this budget proposal.
I move to approve the budget proposal.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving this budget proposal that we have in front of us for 2026? Oh, it's unanimous over here.
Me too.
Great. Thank you, everybody.
Do you want to,
especially Tracy, for this very hard work on this budget?
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially jumping into those savings items.
Yeah, it's just a matter of doing some legwork to find out what our old contracts and what we can, just.
Which we're talking about moving forward, it's going to be probably other things like that that come up in the next year. Some 3-year-old plus contract that needs to be renegotiated or just changed. Because it was so far been somewhat easy to do so.
Mm-hmm. I maybe should have mentioned this before the vote, but I did talk to Phil Hobby and offered to come present to the select board in October before they start considering the town budget, so that and give kind of like a, here's the library and here's how we work and here's how we fit within the town and here's X, Y, or Z things. So I'm going to work with John Broker Campbell on scheduling that. And I haven't had time to touch base with Tracy about this, but I think Tracy and Phil and John Broker Campbell and I are going to try to sit down and just talk about how the budget will work within the town budget and get some lines of communication going about that, because we're all new.
But do you need us, want us at Damon Hall when you present this? What is that, September?
That'll be in December, usually.
Mm, no, the early, there's that, is that December? Isn't there a, maybe December, where we would go before? Was that December?
Yeah, usually.
Sit in the audience?
In the olden times, we would give the budget in November.
Was that Town Hall we're talking about?
It's Damon Hall.
Right, and then you remember you would go and, well, we would go sit in the select board meeting and be ready to answer any questions about the larger budget. So I am hoping that this.
You sent an email recently about like the budget stuff, Tracy, and it was like, I remember the date September 25th is in my mind. And that's like, do you need us there on September 25th is what I was wondering.
I do not recall that. I think at one point it was due early, like the date that Martin gave me was very early, so maybe that's the date. And then when I talked to both of John Broker Campbell and Martin at the same time, it was set at October 1st. Okay. In terms of the select board meeting, when we present it,
it's the library staff meeting. I'm sorry, I conflated things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay. All right, everyone ready to move along to our next item, which is discuss and plan the annual appeal.
All right. Overview of topic is every year the board draft writes and sends out an deal for financial support from townspeople. We have a typically we do have done in the time that I've been here, we've done you know, it's been very full of gratitude and then some highlights of what's been happening in the library. And this year, a couple months last year, Dan and I and Tracy tried to tackle the annual appeal process, and it was very challenging emotionally. And so we asked Tina, well, we asked the board, did anyone have the bandwidth over the summer to do some research on making a good process that didn't feel time rushed? And Chris and Tina volunteered to take that on. So maybe we could first hear if you all were able to make any headway in this confusing project.
So I totally understand why it was a crushing process. I feel, I'll speak for myself, but very in the dark. We got lists, I did that, from Town Hall or Damon Hall, a voter list and the grand list, which I guess is property owners. Trying to combine them and figure out a total has been stumping me, other than doing it manually, which I'm going to avoid, but I don't know how to merge them otherwise. So we were stuck for a while on just figuring out our amount, and looking at previous years, it was 1900 or was it 3400? We didn't know. So two figures, drastically different figures kept coming up. So I think we got quotes for both the high and the low. Yeah.
I got quotes for both. So I can get it down. I talked to Budget Print, Doolittle Print. I talked to USPS and Quality Mailing. And if we go with Budget Print, and I think after looking at the list that you shared today, the one that kind of had taken out all the doubles and things like that, I think we can safely do 2,000.
Okay.
And that would be a high number.
Did I share it today, or you looked at it today?
I looked at it today. Okay, whenever you
were sure, because I didn't send anything to you.
Yeah. No, but the last one that was set, I looked at it, I go, okay, this is making more sense, because I looked at some people that had like four or five different
people. Oh, the one that I combined house with that program that I still was unclear about how it really worked, if it was correct or not. Okay, yeah. So it was around 2,000.
Yeah, and I think we can. I can take some time before we get it printed to kind of look at it again and see if I can get the numbers even better and more clean. But with 2,000, with the budget and the print, I think it's 1,052, which would save us $226.
So printing?
That's Budget Print and Quality Mailing together. I think it would be a little over 1,000.
Okay.
Oh. So not 1,500, but 1,052.
1,052
for both the printing and the mail.
Yes, budget printing was 687 for the print, and quality printing was quality mailing was 365. Mm. Is there anything else I'm missing in that? It's like the printing and the mailing.
I don't think there's anything else. Mm-hmm. One thing that I thought of, and maybe I didn't communicate, was that last year, what I've always wondered about the mailing lists is Quality Mail takes our mailing list, mm-hmm, right? And then they send us back an improved list. Did you guys have access to that?
The improved list?
Like last year, we sent them a list last year.
Yep.
And then they go through, although last year's list is not a good one. We want one from 2 years ago. So we send them a mailing list, and then they send back one that's like, these addresses are bad.
They send back a tab, right, of the things that are bad.
We have this folder access funders bill last year, 2 years ago stuff, but there's a lot in here, and I don't remember what it would be called.
And I'm not sure that 2 years ago would be current enough to, I think, it's something that you have to really keep up with to keep a clean list. When I talked to USPS, he was like giving me the whole history of that. It was like too much information for me right now. But I think that those two would be the way to go.
Okay. And then, what are the actual lists that we would be mailing to? How would we get the list?
So we have what do they call it? It's here. It was the grand list and the voter list from Damon Hall that I merged.
Okay.
And it, in theory, got rid of redundancies. And you've looked at it more closely than I have, and it looks good so far. And that's just under 2,000.
And then the only other thing that I would add to that would be non-resident users, library patrons. If they're not living in Heartland, would we send them an appeal letter to say, hey?
Well, we wouldn't be able to because we can't use our.
Oh, we can't use our library gift. I got you.
I was worried about that. Yeah.
Okay, that was just a question I had.
That's a breach of
patrons. But we can look at previous donors, and just.
We could make sure all these people are on the list.
Right, and anyone not, we'll just make sure to send that to them because they were previously.
Yeah. So
it's an inference, but it's legal.
Previous donor.
Can I just say what looks like, so from last year, we used Doolittle's print. And it was 870. I think I shared with you these receipts.
Yeah.
And then the mailing was 587. However, we got like this, I kept putting this off because I was like, I thought we were done with this. There's a mailing processing. That's all another.
What?
Oh, so that's mailing just materials. Processing.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so it ended up being.
So let me call them back.
I put the totals in that.
I have the receipts right here.
Well, that's why I was confused that there were two. And I'm like, well, why? Okay, mailing
processing.
Other than the mailing cost?
Yes. And it was like
stuffing the envelopes.
So it's the actual labor. So one's parts, one's postage, and then it's the labor.
Okay. I'll call them back.
And there should be from Quality Mailing House an email that does what Becca's talking about that references the no good emails. So
I talked to her about
So we could go through after you've done this merged, take those out, make sure these are here, call it good.
Yeah.
Okay. But Doolittle was much higher, 2,913.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good on you for checking. Yeah.
It's like the thing that we're finding over and over is like, just because we did it before doesn't mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually Budget Print works with Quality Mailing anyway,
mm-hmm.
the same way Doolittle does. So they would take it to Quality Mailing in Claremont. So it's not like any extra steps for us,
mm-hmm.
just cheaper printing.
I had a question for those who did this before, and I think I'm just still confused. Tina seems like she has a better grasp than I do on it. But one thing that was confusing me was the receipt from Doolittle's from last year was for a total of 1,900 and change for actual mailings. But then the confidential 2023 appeal list has 3,400 names. So that list is not really the final list, whatever that last year's
list. Last year's list was total mess.
It okay. could be that last
I think
year's
I
list
totally screwed it up.
Way
I was trying to fix it and then I messed it up.
I can totally see how that happens because I was at the point
where I was going to spend one night, like just stay up all night and take all the duplicates out
that's
myself.
Well, that's what doing. I was like.
Yeah.
But then I decided not to do that because if we do that once, we're on the hook for doing that forever because every year it's going to come in and it's going to merge and we're going to have duplicate addresses. So we either have to figure out a way to do it or just like send them to everybody because it seems like doing
but
that
there
is exhaustive.
There were like five or six in some instances of the same,
like a family.
And I'm like, well, like my son was on the voter list and he's in Washington, D.C. He hasn't been in our household for forever.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I remember really wrestling with that last year in trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
And it was a total hassle.
So
I was like, for all I know that the name I chose is a 3-year-old. We're mailing this appeal to a 3-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do have some babies too with cards.
Oh, like, I love the babies with cards.
But if we're not putting patrons in it, right? So it's you're either a voter, right? Or you're a landowner.
Yeah. So I think, and I actually don't know if other libraries do this, but you have to have like an opt-in. We have an opt-in for the weekly Wowbrary, which updates every Saturday, people with our new books, and then the newsletter. And I think there is a way to do it where you're like, do you want to hear about fundraising opportunities, or, you know, if
when they sign up for their card.
Yeah.
We're a small enough town that we can do it this way, not have to go through, jump through more hoops.
You're talking about though getting patrons who are not on the list.
Yeah. People who come in and sign up for a library card.
Well, the other advantage of something like that would be the ability to, I don't mind getting fundraising appeals by email. And I'm sort of happy that they're not shelling out the, you know, the postage and the return envelopes and everything. So is that really considered gauche or something? Feels like that would be something to move toward to save a heap of money.
Mm. How do we even get the email list?
That's tricky on multiple fronts, but is it, I think, probably a good thing to be working toward, but I think part of the issue is the library currently has no way to receive electronic payments.
Oh, good point.
Okay, this is awesome. Thank you both for taking on this very challenging task.
So I will call back about the processing, make sure I have an accurate number. That might be the $226 that I thought I saved.
All right, so let's think about what timeline we want for the annual appeal. When do we want this letter to be, our annual appeal letter to be in people's mailboxes?
If I recall, when we started on this board, so you would have been here just like a year ahead of me, the board was sending them out around Thanksgiving. That had been past practice. And I think we got late because of the mailing list.
Yeah, so what if we aim for like the 1st of December?
Sure, that's a good thing.
Okay, and then I think we have 3 weeks of printing and mailing that we have to allow for, so beginning of November. Okay, so then the tasks of the annual appeal are manage the list, liaison with mailing and printing, writing the letter, tracking donations.
I think I'm going to do it differently this year.
And thanking people. Are those the tasks?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, did not say them in the right order. Writing a letter, manage the list, liaison with mail and printing, tracking donations, and thanking people. It's my high-tech fundraising strategy.
Sounds great.
All right. So now I would like us to volunteer to each take part of this. So manage the list. Chris and Tina, do you feel that you want to carry on with this task, or are you now burned out and we have to go to Meredith, who's the last person standing?
I'm just afraid that I'm doing something wrong. When I
know.
Yeah, so I don't.
I keep going. It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah. How do you, I was busy doing the VTEL stuff, and so I haven't looked at it since we met over a week ago, I think, yeah, and you have looked at it, so you're feeling more confident in that.
Well, I just looked at, like, a couple of sections where I knew that we had looked, I'm like, well, I know this particular situation, and it looked tidied up, mm-hmm. I guess, so that made me feel more comfortable. I'm not saying, I would like to look at it some more to see if I can, if there's more stuff we can tidy, but so I can continue on that.
Okay, so Tina's going to manage the list. Liaison with mailing and printing.
Well, I'm going to call them back, so I can.
Tina's doing that. Okay. Write letter. I was going to offer to write the letter. How does everyone feel about that?
Sure.
Our next conversation is going to be what should be in the letter. Tracking the donations. Tracy.
So you need help with that, because I feel like I should do something more than what I'm doing, and feels treasury related. So.
Mm-hmm. Treasury.
So I just put them into like my current budget year spreadsheet, okay. But I'm also going to probably do a separate tab with their address this time, because last time I was just using what I was inputting into the, I don't know if you remember that, but
yeah.
And then it was missing the address. So it was
what if you took the mailing list, made a spreadsheet off of it, and we could put to the right, there could be columns that would be like,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Asked in 2024, mm-hmm. gave in 2024. Thank you, letter sent.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
The other good reason to do that is you can then filter by address and make sure no address is getting duplicate mailings. You know, if you filter by mailing address on a spreadsheet.
I'm wondering, the merged list that we've been working off of, I can play around, and this new list with addresses that you're talking about, what previous donations address, is that what that was, or what?
Oh, I was just donation? Saying, I closed it, but the spreadsheet that I use is just part of the budget tracker, and so I was just putting in the incoming donation so I can keep track from my perspective how much is coming in,
right.
And then I can pair it with Martin.
Oh, okay.
But it's different information that goes in there, so I'm not putting in everybody's address.
I'm just
putting like name, a check number.
And oh, so we can use our pre-existing list then to just put if they donated or whatnot. Okay. I get it. Sorry, I was confusing things.
Okay, and then I would like, is there someone who could take on just managing the thank you card process?
I can do that.
Dana can do that. Okay, so that doesn't mean you have to write all the thank you cards. It just means you have to corral all of us to get all the thank you cards written and mailed. Okay. Okay, great. So we got manage the list and liaison with mail and printing, Tina, writing the letter, Becca, tracking donations, Tracy and Chris, thanking people, Dana.
And if you need the letter copy edited, I mean, it goes to the whole group to decide.
Yeah, this is what I'd like to do, is I'd like to draft it and then today's September. Maybe we could do like individual copy edits and then just have something to approve in the October meeting, because I don't want us to spend a ton of time copy editing together unless that's something you think that brings people joy. I can suppress my
tedium
feeling. Okay, so I'm gonna pen the letter, send it around. Or feedback, and then bring it for approval. Okay, and what would, so in the past with the letter content, sometimes it's mostly been COVID recently. So a lot of it has been just thank you, what an amazing time. Now it's COVID, now COVID's over, now we have new staff, I think have been some of the themes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we would ask for specific things. So in the time I've been here, I think my first year on the board, we requested money to replace the mail return box. The drop box, which was rusting out and had mice in it.
Oh.
And we have this beautiful drop box now. One time we followed someone's interest in getting a new carpet and we asked for a carpet. So I guess I just have a question. Then the overall question is, do we want to just say thank you, you know, if you can contribute to something because of the library generally, thank you, or do we want to say we really want to invest in books and so your contribution this year will go to the book budget, or do we want to ask for something else specific? Any messages people have wishes
about?
I've
been using, in my response letter outside of this, like when a fundraise appeal donations trickle in and I just deal with it myself with the thank you. I have like a thing where I'm like, this, your money, your donation of, and I put the amount, so it's a receipt. And then I say, will help us with our, with general operations of the library, such as, and then I like list generic things like purchasing books, programs, whatever, library operations. So I keep it kind of.
Right. I think when an ask, I think what I've always been told in nonprofit land is it's can be good to ask for something specific.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just, so you're saying you think maybe not.
The thing that I heard in the typing up of the surveys were books. People want more books. So that's always a safe thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a library.
Yeah, it's the first thing I would think of.
Yeah. The other thing, and I was just on the website, I mean, I wish there was more updates about the grant that we've applied for. I know this isn't what we're asking for,
mm-hmm.
but like to, in a theme, I think the theme has been accessibility, right? And we're trying to improve accessibility at the library, and we hope you'll notice that and, you know, support it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish we had big news to share. You know, would that be great?
I know. I wanted to have a water fountain.
Yeah.
Done too to celebrate that, but when it was installed the first time, I didn't feel happy or proud of it. Even referencing the survey, like
a strategic planning.
You know.
We're doing strategic planning. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is one thing that I started talking about last meeting, and I was talking to Tina about it. But with respect to a list of previous donors, any significant donation, is there a way to give them a special letter? Because if one donation is $1,000, right, or something like that, which is half of all the donations that came in, but if it's from a single person, for instance, to take a hypothetical, wouldn't we want to extra special gloves on when dealing with a previous donor? But
I think maybe you would take a minute and see if you and Tracy can discover if there has been such a donor before we make a plan, because I would not be, I'm not aware of anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think what Sarah Stewart Taylor suggested in the past, or maybe it was Laura, that those people be courted in person, like invite them somewhere for lunch and talk about their vision.
That was when we were going to try to raise a lot of money for the carpet. We were talking about that, just that was not going to work.
That's sad.
I always feel like we have to address the carpet, but I don't feel like we can address the carpet until we have something to say.
Has anyone specifically mentioned the carpet to anybody?
Nobody brings it up, but it's, we have it in writing that
yeah.
in multiple forms of that this was something we were asking money for, and somebody could say,
I have a way to craft the carpet discussion.
There's because another one that has come up, like a whiff of something, was like, oh yeah, weren't we going to raise money for an extra bathroom right there? Have talked about that. And I'm like, things have changed, plans have changed. Structurally, it's not sound for a bathroom.
Who cost $150,000 5 years ago? Okay, so is everyone okay with me starting a letter using the thoughts that are here? Accessibility, grant updates, strategic planning, books, carpet.
Do you want to talk about any of the statistics? I mean, I'm going to be writing the town report soon, and what I like to write about is like circulation is up this amount from over last year. You know, we've been helped.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, some statistics.
Yeah, those are good things.
And I'm going to need that for my little board, my select board.
The programs definitely are something.
My select board presentation, too. I'm going to need that.
Programs are a huge
one. Beautiful. All right. When am I going to do this task? Someday soon. Be fun. Stay tuned.
So, what do you want specific statistics by, which, what do you want? I guess
I don't know yet.
Later we'll email about it.
Okay. Did you turn the temperature down?
I did. I was having like a hot flash, I think.
Okay, well, I'm having like a cold flash. Do you think you could, can we compromise? I think I'm like, or do you want to come sit where I'm sitting?
No.
Which seems to be a very focal area of the Arctic blast that's happening. Sure.
How should I capture tasks? Just be silent on them in the minutes.
That we divided tasks.
Yeah.
Stop.
Did you hear Chris's suggestion?
Yeah, we divided them, but should I capture all that in the minutes?
I don't think so. I think the important part is for us to keep a record of how we did the appeal, so that next year we don't have to rebuild our whole process.
Okay.
Chris, that, wait, who needed a task? Meredith, do you want your appeal task to be keep separate track of the process by which we did the annual appeal so that next year it's not like rebuilding the wheel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I may have to listen to the recording to get it precise.
Okay. Okay, I move we go into executive session to discuss a personnel matter.
Well, a second.
Chris seconds.
Okay, thank you.
All those in favor of entering executive session? It's unanimous.
Aye.
Can you turn off the recording?
Yep.
Sorry, this is awkward because it's in the middle of the meeting.
Oh, will I go away?
No,
I can listen to that recording, yeah.
Recording.
Let me find it. Oh, no. Please hold.
I see it down there.
You just shut it off.
That's Microsoft Teams.
This one.
Yeah, you're on Teams.
Oh, we're on Teams?
No,
we're on Google Meetup.
Meetup. Oh my God, I'm so used to Macs. I can't.
There you go.
Here we go.
Am I helping by pointing?
Yes. Yes. Stop recording. Okay.